Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And I couldn't be more excited. Paul, first comment of the morning. What's going on, my friend? TL Castle in the house as well. Who else is here? Drop a comment down below. Say good morning. Let me know how you're feeling. Kathy, good morning. Got my mud here. Getting juiced up with nothing but the best caffeine. Janet, good morning. Jasmine, good morning. Naomi, good morning. Claire, Dolly, Carol, Mom, wow, good morning. Tinny, good morning. Daphne's, good morning. Carlos, hey, Grant, what's going on? All right, my friends, we have an amazing guest this morning using these strategies and marketing skills to become the hunted rather than the hunter in her real estate profession. Trisha is a mom of two. She's from Tennessee, and she's super excited and a little bit nervous to be here. Trisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I am honored. I am terrified. I'm excited. I watch the show every day, so it's a little bit surreal.
You do. That is so cool.
Yeah, I watch it every day on YouTube the next morning while I'm getting ready.
This is like your Oprah.
I've said that. You're like my therapy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Wow. So you're getting unique value, not just from business and marketing, but also from what? Personal development, mindset stuff as well?
Yes. And that is honestly the biggest takeaway from your course that I did not expect is the mindset. Okay. And even with being invited on the show, you talk a lot about limiting beliefs. Mm. When I first got the email, my initial gut reaction was, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I can't go on there and do that. And I took a few hours because I had to think about it and think about what I've learned in this course regarding mindset and regarding limiting beliefs and kind of just push myself and know that in order to grow, you need to do things that are uncomfortable.
And is that, obviously you came to the conclusion that, you know, I need to do this. I need to accept this. I need to come on, and here we are, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. I'm glad it's cool to see those things working in motion in real life and not just talking about them. I always say that people grow right in front of our eyes here inside of our community and in this environment. I think it takes the right information from the right people in the right environment to actually create change and facilitate growth. And so it's cool that that environment can become your home environment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually have to leave, although there's an opportunity to be able to come to one of our events. The majority of your transformation or your growth is happening right there in your own home. So talk to us about how, you know, what attracted you here? Did you know that you were looking for marketing skills to grow your real estate business, or were you intentionally looking for them? And what is the experience, at least getting into the challenge at the beginning? What was that like for you?
So I think like most people, I kind of just stumbled upon an affiliate talking about legendary marketing while I was just aimlessly scrolling through social media. I clicked on it and they were talking about digital marketing and how, you know, you make a product one time, you sell it over and over again. And that made complete sense to me. As a realtor, I myself have purchased items like that. I've purchased buyer's presentations, listing presentations, investment presentations, newsletters, all those things I myself have been a consumer of. And so that made sense to me. I think being in this profession and already kind of in the entrepreneurial mindset, making the investment into myself wasn't really something I thought too hard about because I knew the value. And so I think it took me a while to book the 7-day or the 15-day challenge just because I knew I didn't have time to complete it. So I waited so long that it became like the dollar where they're like, you can buy for a dollar. So when I bought it, I had already gone into it knowing that I was going to continue on with the education. That wasn't going to be a question. And yeah, I just never looked back after that. Oh.
I like to mute and then freak out my guests. So what is it that you're needing in your real estate business? What roadblocks are you running into, and how are you looking to grow in just a business and marketing respect with your existing real estate business?
Yeah. So with real estate, if you talk to any of the successful people in the industry that are old timers, they're going to tell you, do door knocking, do cold calling, do all these things that maybe they work, but they take a lot of time. And I'm a mother of two. I do property management and I'm in real estate. So my time is really limited. And also I'm kind of a recluse. Like I don't want to go out at night to marketing events. I want to be there with my kids to put them down to bed. And so for me, this was kind of working smarter, not harder. And like you said, being the hunted instead of the hunter. I knew there was something I needed to do in my business in order to grow. And this seemed like the best thing to do.
Mm. This was the obvious next step for you to go from the antiquated to the modern day real estate agent or real estate professional, right? You needed to get out of the, you know, business card mindset and the networking mindset and get into the social media marketing mindset, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. I think especially these days, just like I was, most people are scrolling on their phone. And the way my understanding of the internet, my limited understanding is if someone is on Zillow searching for homes, the internet has captured that. They now know that that person is looking to buy a house. So hopefully, you know, now when they're scrolling on social media, they're going to be recommended my profile and follow me and feel like they know me so that when they are ready to buy or sell, they already know who they're going to work with, hopefully.
Yeah. And I can tell you that that's how I buy real estate is mm-hmm. I buy real estate typically from looking online, not from driving around, not even from calling a realtor as my first step.
Yeah.
It's there's so many different resources online. It's about being in the right place at the right time where the eyeballs are looking, which nowadays is online. And so, so what are some of the things that stuck out to you as you were going through the challenge? I think you've enrolled into the blueprints. You've taken this kind of, you know, seriously, which is the opportunity that everybody has. That's why we present the challenge at the beginning, is so you can get that appetizer. If it resonates, if you want more education, you can take that next step of accountability in sort of, you know, curriculum. What are some of the things in the challenge or in the blueprints that have stood out to you that have been game changers in your thinking and in the beginning of getting new and different results inside of your real estate business?
I mean, honestly, again, it was mostly the mindset. I could market all day long, but if I get people coming to me in order to look at a house and now I'm terrified and I do nothing with it, that's a big deal. Like I need to be able to get past the roadblocks that I have in my mind and move forward. And so that was the biggest thing for me. Also, even the way that I view like life, you guys talk a lot. I think it was even in the 15-day challenge. There was an interview with Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's how you say it. Mm-hmm. And you guys had recommended to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That book honestly changed my life. I loved that book so much. And again, going back to limiting beliefs, it's just, you can't move forward and progress in life without getting past that. I could spin my wheels and cold call and do all these things, but if I can't get past the roadblocks in here, I'm not going anywhere. Mm. And so that was the biggest takeaway for me, as well as the IT portion. There's a lot of back-end stuff to getting set up that you guys specifically walk us through, which was invaluable. I could have never figured that out on my own, even a little bit. And I'm not good with computers. So anybody who's nervous about that, like, for example, our internet kept going out last year. And my husband would say, just go unplug and plug the router back in. So I was doing that. It wouldn't work. He would do it. It would work. Turns out I was unplugging and plugging back in his headphones. So if you're worried about the IT part, you can do it. The course walks you through step by step. You guys have daily calls at 1 p.m. every day for IT questions. You have social media reviews. There's all these resources that you can use besides the education.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine that that is a big deal for you know, any professional who works in some form of sales, right? Because sales is an evolving, always changing business. It's all about your pipeline. Yep. It's about building relationships with people over time. It's about being able to contact people fast, i.e. A text message list, an email list. It's about being able to deliver value to people before you ask them to do actual business with you, so you can prove that you can help them by actually helping them and showing them that you're valuable, knowledgeable, and giving them something in advance of mm-hmm. them giving you a signed contract, or in advance of them hiring you as their realtor. And again, the best way to do that nowadays is to have short form social media content on a profile or a podcast or something like that. You drive people into your email list in exchange for something of value, a guide, something like that. You begin to build your email list. You offer them something immediately or an immediate opportunity to do business with you, but you also follow up with them and you deliver more value, more training, more tips, more information, whatever is going to be valuable to them. And you continue to invite them to, you know, purchase through your affiliate links, or to book a call with you to discuss their needs, or to whatever makes sense for that particular profession. In your case, it may be, you know, booking a call, reach out, you know, call my cell phone, book an appointment to go over your needs, whatever the call to action is. That's the way to turn somebody from cold to hot. That's the way to go from being the hunter to the hunted. And being the hunter, the reason why being the hunter most of the time sucks is because you're approaching somebody and you're a stranger to them.
Yep.
They have no idea who you are. You've got no authority. You've got no credibility. You're just another bozo on the bus who's walking up to them,
yeah,
you know, cold, yeah, saying, do business with me, or here's my business card if you have any needs. When they go right, if that actually struck a chord, usually what they'll do, somebody, after they get a business card, is they'll go to their best friend and say, hey, do you know anybody? Because they'd rather,
yeah,
do business with somebody that either they know and trust, or that their best friend or a friend knows and trust, mm-hmm, rather than somebody who a cold approach them.
Yeah.
Unless you're in their email inbox, and then you're their person. And that's the journey that you've started now. What comes, yep, up for you as I does that bring up the trauma of the cold calls, of the door knocking, of the business,
yeah,
card?
Yeah. I mean, I've always tried to follow the golden rule. So do unto others as you want done to yourself. If somebody rings my doorbell, am I going to open the door with open arms and say, oh, yes, I would love to do business with you? No, I'm going to hide and be like, why is this person ringing my bell? So, yay.
I'm ringing the bell.
So in real estate and in any business, probably getting someone's information is the key, because, yeah, you can follow up with them for eternity until they unsubscribe. Yeah. So even if someone's not interested in buying right now, you're sending them daily, weekly, whatever it is, emails, and they're seeing your name. So that hopefully when the time comes, they've already been like, oh, yeah, I know who to use, a realtor to use. So emails have always been key, but something that I did not implement until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talked about in your, you know, questionnaire that we sent you and we invited you on, you know, you really talked about becoming the hunted rather than the hunter. And, you know, hopefully for those of you who that term is fairly new, we're kind of laying that out so you begin to understand what we mean by that and why being the hunter doesn't work. There's some, they used to before COVID canvas neighborhoods, and you know, you get a bunch of young guys out there in the 90 degree heat, and you know, you knock doors, and you basically, you know, you have your pitch at the door. And, you know, those guys, they turn over quite fast, right? It's, you know, I mean, you burn through. The turnover rate on those canvassers are pretty high. And it's a numbers game. And most people, as you grow in your profession, don't want to be in a business that's a numbers game, because that gets exhausting and you burn out. And as you just mentioned, at night or in your free time, instead of dialing for dollars, 100 more numbers, you'd rather spend time with your kids.
Yeah.
Right. So the energy that you may have had in your younger years to just burn through leads, dial for dollars, cold call, whatever, our lives change. And so that's where these strategies of drawing people to you is so important. And hopefully you guys who are listening to these concepts are kind of understanding what we mean by that. You also said that as a working mom of two, you need to be resourceful with your time. Your first month posting, following our strategies and what you're learning here, you reached 50,000 people. You could never door knock or cold call 50,000 people in a month.
Never.
What is that like to know that, you know, obviously you're at the beginning of this journey, but to use that as wins, to know that you're headed in the right direction.
Yep.
Are those the things that are sort of your milestones? How are you, obviously that's a great motivating factor, but what are some of the other, you know, can you expand on that? Watching your analytics, what are the metrics that you're watching that help you to know that you're headed in the right direction, even in this beginning chapter of you implementing this?
Yeah, I think with my niche, I know a lot of people on here talk about, you know, blocking everybody they know and posting so that they feel comfortable. I don't have that luxury. I have to put myself out there for all my coworkers, all my friends and family. They're going to have to see it. And so these metrics give me that extra boost, because like I said, with what I'm trying to do, there's no way that I could cold call 50,000 people per month, but I can post a 7-second video of me at a kitchen sink with educational information and reach 50,000 people. I'm also okay with knowing that this isn't going to be an overnight thing where all of a sudden I'm making millions of dollars in sales because I posted reels for 30 days. I know that in real estate in general, I went a whole year, my whole first year without making a sale because I got licensed like 2 days before the COVID shutdown. So I'm okay with playing the long game. And for me, it's just about making quality content, building a community, and making a connection with the people that are following me.
Yeah. And that's what this is all about. I mean, this is about building that audience and putting in the effort up front. You're also very new in this. I mean, you basically just started this at the beginning of February.
Yeah.
So you're very, very new, and this is going to be let me ask you, does this feel like this year is going to be a defining moment in your real estate career where you've added to your marketing strategies and begin to diversify those strategies and kind of go off the beaten path of where you were headed to or what you were doing? And this is setting you up for a better, more higher leveraged future.
I hope so. And I know so. Let me go back to mindset. I know I will.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking to add income streams. And going back to being new at this, actually, I had... When I first took the course, I originally started a different account. So I started posting in November with a Make Money Online account. I posted 3 times a day, every single day for 2.5 months. About a month into it, I thought, wait a second, like I could be doing this for my real estate business. I don't know why. And you guys talk about this all the time. Do what you're passionate about. I did not follow the advice and I made the mistake and I started with a different account. But with that, I learned how to make my reels, how to be efficient, and then move that over to what I was actually passionate about, which is real estate.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. I always think that it's good to apply these strategies to whatever your existing businesses are.
Yeah.
Even if you have a job, my friends, in you know how you do one thing is kind of how you do everything. So you know, it's not like you're gonna be a sucky employee and do the bare minimum and then suddenly start your own business and just go on to crush it. It's like, if you have an existing job and you're starting this, I wonder if you can apply these strategies in your existing role.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an existing business, if you're an existing contractor, as many real estate agents are, how can you apply these strategies to what you're doing already before you start something new? I think that's huge. I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of these limiting beliefs that you've been working to overcome, talk to us a little bit about, so we can get a better understanding of what you mean by that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned a few moments ago about, you know, like when the time comes to actually follow through with reaching out to somebody, when you get a lead, what do you do with that lead? How do you handle that customer? So I got the maybe I misunderstood, but I kind of thought that I was hearing you say that when you have a customer, sometimes you have a tendency not to follow through in the most aggressive way because maybe you don't feel as confident. Help clarify that for me. What are some of the limiting beliefs that our community, this training, is helping you with that you're now addressing and building different, more empowering beliefs to replace those with?
Yeah. So, I mean, I am not the number one realtor in my area. I'm not the number one realtor in my office. And it's not for lack of being a good realtor. It's for getting business. So as a realtor, your main job is to find business. And so I'm not as aggressive as I would like to be. I don't like people to be salesy to me. And so I don't like to be salesy to other people. And so I'm hoping with my social media, if I'm posting and I'm giving educational information to people, you know, they feel that they can connect with me and I would be someone that they would want to work with. And I think something you talk about a lot too is in our mind, we think people like us a lot less than they do. They probably don't, if they're not into you, they can just move along. That's okay. It doesn't matter if they like you or not. That's not my goal, to make people like me. And so with the mindset of just do it. Like, I think a lot of us, we consume social media, but we, once it's our turn to actually hit the post button, it's scary because you're putting yourself out there in a world of people you don't know for them to say things and people that you do know. And so just getting the oomph, I guess, to just hit post and continue to hit post. And especially, I would say I was like 2 weeks in of posting every day. And I got a few like passive aggressive comments from people in real life. And at that point, like, I felt nervous. I thought, like, am I making a mistake? Should I not be doing this? And I had to use your guidance and all the wake up legendaries of not having these limiting beliefs. And at that point, I'd already posted. I'd already danced. I'd already posted a video in my robe getting ready for the day. Like, at that point, that I just needed to move forward and move past these feelings. And every day, I have two kids. Every day, there are things that they are scared to do that I'm like, you're fine. Just do it. It's going to be okay. And as we get older, no one's pushing us to do that. And so I'm just trying to think of how I would tell my own children to handle something if they started something new. If they just started an activity and they were scared about it, would I say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to go anymore? No, you would make them do it. And so I am forcing myself to be outside of my comfort zone. I think in order to grow, you need to be outside of your comfort zone and just keep pushing through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the, you referred to the liking gap there a moment ago when you were talking about this concept of people, of us thinking that people, and by the way, what a powerful rant that was. I do, because I mean, hello. I mean, yeah, I mean, talk about a powerful mindset strategy in perspective to look at myself and how I'm operating. What advice do I need to give little Dave right now. If I was a child and I was my parent, what do I need to hear?
Yeah.
What advice do I need to give myself? How do I need to treat me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you just said. It's easier for us to think about what we would tell our children, but we never think of ourselves as our child.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the process of growing up, of maturing, of getting better at something is the process of reparenting, is the process of guiding inner self, inner child, whatever you want to call it, in the moment, in being the adult that you need in that moment. Because not everybody is going to be there to give you the encouragement or the coaching or whatever you, the motivation that you need.
Yeah.
And in life and people, if you rely on them only to give you, to be your coaches, your motivation, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Mm-hmm. You have to be the one who coaches yourself, who parents yourself. And I love the perspective of looking at things from the perspective that I just laid out, which is, what is Dave? If I'm scared,
yeah,
is that my adult self? No, it's my inner child. It's my little kid self who's scared, mm-hmm. fearful, right? I mean, I have a 3-year-old son. I know exactly what it looks like. He says, if I'm going to go downstairs, he says, oh, Dad, I'll come with you. I don't want you to be scared. But really, he's scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, if I'm scared about something, if I'm scared to make a call, if I'm scared to show up in a certain way and walk into a scenario and shine, then I need to be the parent that I need in that moment. The older brother, whatever you want to call it in that moment. I love that you said that. You also mentioned again the liking gap, and that liking gap is something that everybody should look into. It's a phenomenon that everybody deals with to a certain extent, which essentially tells you that other people don't like you as much as they actually do. And the truth is that people really usually do love you and or like you or enjoy being around you or enjoy listening to you or enjoy looking at you or enjoy any sort of interaction with you much more than you give yourself credit for. And so how has life changed or business changed as you've begun to get that perspective and realize that you actually are not the imposter that you think that you are? And again, mm-hmm. it's a form of imposter syndrome where, oh man, I just hope they don't find out who I really am or else they're not going to like me mm-hmm. because I feel, fill in the blank, insecure about XYZ. How have you begun to, you know, how has that shifted? Has that shifted work life, personal life? What comes up for you?
Yeah, I think I'm almost more confident now because what I'm focusing on with my social media is being myself. And so with that, and that's not easy, you know, I'm getting comments back from friends, family, strangers. And then it makes me in turn, when I actually meet someone in person, be more of myself. Cause I don't know if they've seen me on social media or not. I want to be who I am and be authentic to who I am. And so I think I've gained more confidence in that sense. I mean, with what I'm doing, I don't get to hide behind a screen all the time. I need to focus on actually being my authentic self because my goal is to then meet those people in person and sell them a house. I don't want to show up and they're, you know, I've been using filters and they don't recognize me or they say, you know, you act nothing like you do on your social media. I'm trying to really focus on being me, even though that's not easy. It's not always easy. Some days you have no energy and you don't feel like being peppy, you know, but I think that's super important to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and in social media, creating content is a way to to sort of challenge yourself to be yourself, to learn to, it's a process in which if done with heart and integrity, as uncomfortable as it is, can create self-esteem and confidence, because not only you begin to feel comfortable in front of the camera, for example, but you also begin to get the positive validation back. Now, sure, there's criticism. Everybody gets criticism from some people, but you begin to get most of the time validation back from complete strangers is what I experienced. People that, you know, I got validation before. I mean, I like the old saying that says, you know, a customer will become a friend faster than a friend will become a customer.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can kind of take a cold person and get them rooting for you sometimes faster than you can one of your friends or family members, which is weird. But that's the power of social media marketing is that when we begin to put ourselves out there, create value, post edutainment, we do. Sure, there's always going to be the critics and haters, but we begin to get positive validation back, affirmations back, people saying that was helpful, people asking questions. Even somebody simply asking a question, even somebody simply commenting good info, or sending you a DM is a confidence builder, because now all of a sudden you know that people are listening.
Yeah.
It's not always about people buying. And that's what I think we forget in the beginning stages of building our business or starting these marketing strategies, is sometimes you're measuring the wrong metric. Some of you are looking at sales only, and that's demotivating, instead of looking at the fact that just very simply people are listening, which is the first step. It's building an audience. You can't sell to an empty room. People have to be paying attention and listening to what you're saying. And the more that you interact and create a conversation with those people, the more they're going to be inclined to want to do business with you. So what are some of the things that you're doing that are working? How are you engaging with people? What are some of the results that you're excited about in the early part of your journey? Is it DMs? Is it simply views or the engagement analytics we were talking about a moment ago? Is it opt-ins to your list? I know that you're setting up email list and beginning to build your email list. What are the things that are working that you're focused on right now in terms of, hey, this is kind of what's getting me results right now. This is kind of what I'm focused on. If I was to sit down and have 15 minutes for income producing activities every day, this is the thing that I go for.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm always posting a reel every single day. I'm posting one reel a day, and my reel is always related to real estate. So I think it's confusing for the algorithm if one day I post a reel about how to buy a house, and then the next day I post a picture of my child playing with a truck. It doesn't make sense. All of the main page is real estate related. When somebody comes to my page, they're going to know exactly what my page is about. They're not going to go on there and think I'm selling sand. They're going to see that I'm a realtor. My stories is where I'm focusing on making a connection with the people that are following. I'm posting at least 3 stories a day, sometimes more. And it just has to do with what's going on in my day. If I had a funny situation with a tenant, I'll talk about it. If I had, you know, anything that happens throughout the day, I've realized people want to see what other people in their jobs are doing. Because even with your own best friend, if I said to you, what does your best friend do for work? You're going to have no idea. And so people are interested in what other people do for work. So I'm posting that. And then what's interesting, too, is a lot of people talk about having to use trending audios. I've had 2 videos that I got my most views. They were around 23,000 views. And they were not using trending audio at all. One of them was using Hillary Duff's Come Clean, which we're not in the year 2002. So it's not trending at all. And that got a lot of views. So I don't really know what makes it work, but I know how I want people to feel when they come on my page. And I want them to get a sense of who I am. And with that means using songs that I like. You know, I'm not going to use a Kanye West song because that's not something I would listen to. I want my vibe to be shown on my page. And so maybe that's not the right thing to do. I don't know. But that is what I'm doing. And as far as measurements, you know, I'm looking at my metrics. Are people commenting? Are people messaging me back? Are people engaging in any sense? That's how I'm kind of measuring things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from my perspective, doing what's authentic to you is never wrong. Yeah. Especially when you're building a personal branded site or page. If you're building a faceless niche page where you are only posting quotes, graphics, things where you never show your face, then it doesn't have to be authentic to you personally. But if yeah. your face is on your page, if your face is in your videos, then the more authentic it is to you, the more people are going to feel connected. And I've always believed that. I actually believe that authenticity in personally branded content is way more important than trying to figure out your analytics and give people what you think they want.
Yeah.
Or even asking them what they want. And there's always been this kind of, you know, it's not an argument, but there's a lot of marketers over the last decade, and they still say it to this day, you know, do a survey, ask people what they want. And it's like, well, you know, that may work once you have a developed product, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a developed product. It's multiple. What features would you like added onto this software, to this phone, to the... But in the beginning, you need to create your brand. And that's exactly right. Mick picked up on it. Gold nugget. Focusing on how you want people to feel when they get on your page. Thanks for that, Trisha. So it is all about creating your brand. And I think so often we get in too much of a people-pleasing mode where we think, oh, yeah, you know, let me test everything and try to figure out what people want, when what people want is to watch somebody owning their space. And just like when you go to a concert, that concert is all that person's all that person's inspiration, all that person's words, energy, sounds, performance. You know, they didn't ask you before you were coming to the concert, you know, when you bought a ticket, hey, what would you like to see? Who do you like to listen to? If it's not Kanye, who is it, Trisha?
Any pop music. I'll say Taylor Swift.
Okay, so Taylor didn't upon ticket say, what would you like to see?
Yeah.
What do you want to see me do at this concert that you just bought? No, she's going to deliver. You love her because she never asked you.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you who she is. And I think, so what is your recommendation based on your experience of owning your space for somebody who says, I'm having a hard time finding my voice and my message? What do you say to that?
I think first you need to think about if you're promoting something that you're actually passionate about. Because going back to me starting out in the make money online niche, you could tell I wasn't passionate about it. And the more I thought about it, I thought, okay, say this went really well and I made all this money and I could quit my job. I wouldn't want to quit my job. And that's what kind of made me reassess. And then when I went to making my real estate page, I thought, okay, let me think of the people that I like in the entertainment industry. Say it's Taylor Swift. People like her because she is herself. You know, she's not afraid to be dorky or whatever it is. She's herself and people feel comfortable with that. You know, I know myself, I don't like following people that look perfect, that are perfect, that never make a mistake. You connect with people by having things in common with them. Mm. You know, even a few weeks ago, I posted on my story, I was locked out of one of our rental homes trying to break in. I fell in a hole and sprained my ankle and broke my thumb. Like, it's just, I'm not afraid to share that. And I think people like that.
Holy Christmas. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It was, you know, so I posted a picture and I said, you know, RIP my ankle and my dignity because I'm laying on, you know, it's just people want you to be you. And that's what makes yes. them comfortable. And so when I think of people going to my page, I want them to get a sense of who I am and I want them to feel comfortable because that's what I like. And that's something you teach as well is being very specific in who you're talking to, going through and making your business plan. Figure out in your head who it is you're talking to and talk to them. Not everyone's going to resonate with that, and that's okay because that's not your person.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very well said. What is this process in this journey taught you about yourself so far?
Well, I already knew that I knew for me what wouldn't be a problem. I know a lot of people talk about needing accountability. For me, that was not a problem. As a realtor, you know, you work for no money sometimes. I've been working with a buyer for a year and I haven't made a dollar. So for me, it's okay. I can post every day and know that. For me, the hardest part was putting myself out there. And like we've talked about, working through the mental roadblocks and knowing that a lot of it is about my mindset and what I think. If I think I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it. Mm. I need to know that it's going to happen and just work towards that goal.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. This has been enlightening for me and of course so many others who are, including realtors on the show. Thanks for all your wonderful comments. For me, of course, I mean, stop it. No, but Patricia, number one, you've done a wonderful job here today despite being nervous. What does that teach you about yourself and about, you know, just the showing up?
Yeah. Well, my main thing I was nervous about is when I'm nervous, I speak too fast.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to articulate how grateful I am for this program and how much it has taught me. And I just think I don't have enough good things to say about this program and what I've learned and continue to learn. I mean, I'm not even through everything. You know, I made it through most of the affiliate program. My next goal is to get through the digital products because that's what I'm going to be working on. Yeah. But I mean, there is just almost an overwhelming amount of information given within this course. It's constantly updated. You're constantly providing value. I just love it.
Well, I love that you love it. And I love that you're using the resources. There's so much that you can share and teach the world through your own digital courses. And that's just another way to create more streams of income for yourself. How do you sell in real estate? How have you been successful building a business in a local area? How a realtor can generate leads online? I mean, think about that. The information that you could package and create, even in a hybrid coaching live event where you're offering something a couple of times a month for somebody to show up, and you do a couple of hour webinar coaching program to a group of realtors, teaching them how to get started with their own social media marketing, teaching them how to generate leads, teaching them how to build a presence and become the hunted instead of the hunter. I mean, these skills are truly transferable. Once you learn them for yourself, you can take them into your chosen niche or profession, and you can share them and teach them with other people. These are not, you know, the way in which we teach it in our videos in content is proprietary, but the concepts are things that we've learned from other places, people, places, and things and situations. And so, you know, you can't, you know, sales and marketing is something that's transferable to other people, to every niche, to every profession. And so, you know, there's so much to be done there. I'm so thrilled to hear that you're exploring that and following through with also the digital products and the other core four business models that we teach here, because there's so much to be done there. There's so much opportunity there, and you're the perfect person. You know, each one of you are. If you follow through and build the confidence to be able to deliver it and to be able to follow through with it. And that's also what you've touched on. And I'm glad that you're having that, this experience is having that impact on you. So come back, keep us posted on your journey. You were wonderful today. Perfect speed of talking. The perfect speed.
Good.
It couldn't have been more perfect in terms of your tempo and your flow. So it's been a pleasure. Come back and see me in a couple of months and keep me posted on your journey. And thank you so much for a wonderful show today. Okay. Stay legendary.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Trisha. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, my friends, you can find Trisha at Trisha Peterson Realtor. Trisha Peterson Realtor over on Instagram. See what she's doing. See what she's up to. See how she's implementing these skills. Follow her journey. When she goes to create her digital courses or her coaching workshops, attend them, especially if you're a realtor. Learn, you know, if somebody's one step ahead of you, or even if they're on the same path at the same time, there's things you can learn from each other. And there's nothing that's, you know, more valuable than investing in yourself to upgrade your skills like she has, and like you're doing by being here, and also by following great people like Trisha. So follow her, Trisha Peterson Realtor, on Instagram. If you want to get started with any of our education that's been mentioned here, of course, we have a mastermind as well. You can go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll and get started. If you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live at 10 a.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, you can text WUL to 813-296-8553. That's the letters WUL. That stands for Wake Up Legendary, to 813-296-8553. Boom. Trisha killed it today. So glad that I got a chance to talk to her, have her on the show, somebody who watches the show all the time. And thank you all for being here as well. All of you that left all these wonderful, supportive, loving, amazing comments for me, but mostly for Trisha, because she was absolutely awesome today and delivered so much great experience and wisdom. So meet us back here tomorrow for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. With that being said, now you must go. You must implement yourself. Have a legendary day. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Peace.